Ever been stuck in a loop where you are constantly thinking, what am I doing wrong? I think I'm doing everything I know I need to do for my business, but somehow I still can't reach my goal. Like something is holding me back. And you may start thinking, oh, let's invest in another course or another coach. Maybe I need a new marketing strategy, or maybe I need somebody else to help me with my messaging. While there may be some truth to those, it really depends. Often though, it's your money mindset that is calling the shot behind the scene, and you're not even aware of your own self-sabotaging habits until you pause and you ask yourself the right question. So today, I'm so excited because I'm starting a money mindset series where we will learn more about what is biblical money mindset, how does it impact your business and your bottom line, and what we need to do in order to transform our relationship with money and shift our money mindset. So today's first episode of that series, we are going to talk about biblical money mindset and how it may be impacting your business right now. So let's dive in. Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt-free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this. Thank you so much for being here. And you may hear it in my voice, but I'm very excited about today's topic because I can see firsthand the transformation it has on my clients' business and finance once they shift their money mindset with biblical principle. So let's start with what exactly is money mindset and why does it matter? Well, money mindset refers to the attitudes, beliefs, and perception we hold about money. It's the lens through which you view wealth, abundance, and financial success. Our money mindset influences how we approach earning, selling, spending, saving, and giving. It impacts our financial decision and behavior on a daily basis. Having a healthy money mindset is crucial for our overall well-being and success. When we talk about the mind, we also need to talk about the organ, the brain. Have you ever considered how incredible our brain is? The ability for it to change, to adapt. It's also known as neuroplasticity, which plays a huge role for us now in reshaping our money mindset. The thing is, every thought that you think creates a pathway in our brain, and that pathway will become automatic the more you use it, and it will be influenced by the belief, and it will act on your behavior, and there's a loop going on here that you may not be aware of. But the mind-blowing thing is that we can rewire our brain by changing the pathway, by creating new one with new thought and new behavior. And this is what I love teaching my clients about. I'm combining neuroscience and biblical principle together to help them shift their money mindset and transform their relationship with money. I started coaching about biblical money mindset because of Romans 12:2. Here's what it says. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Romans 12:2 urge us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This verse really highlights the importance of aligning our thought with God's truth and understand His will. So having a biblical money mindset matters. A biblical money mindset is rooted in principles such as generosity, contentment, and wise stewardship. It's about aligning our financial decision with God's word and His purpose for our life. As Christian entrepreneurs, we have a unique opportunity to use our businesses as a platform for kingdom impact. And our mindset plays a huge role in our ability to fulfill God's calling in our life and business. So in this mini-series, I cannot wait to share with you the in and out of biblical money mindset. And I want to share the four different types of money mindset and how each of them can affect you differently. What we really need to realize is that ignoring our money mindset has significant implications on us, on our business, and on our finance. Here are some examples on how it can impact you today. You are limiting your earning potential because you are not taking the necessary action, you know, when you get stuck in your mind. Your ability to make sound financial decisions is compromised because you're neglecting your personal finance. You are stopping yourself and others from experiencing breakthroughs because you lack confidence in selling. You are constantly second-guessing yourself, your plan, which is causing you to feel stuck, to not take any action, and what is leading you worry and anxiety. The fear of success and failure may be consuming you right now, preventing you from moving forward and taking action once again. Your identity may be based on your achievement and your income rather than your identity in Christ. And there's so much more I can talk about when it comes to how your current money mindset could be impacting your success and your ability to reach your goals. So again, if you want to be a good steward of your resources and have a positive relationship with money, your current money mindset matters. Whether you're aware of it or not, your belief about money impacts every financial decision you make today. So what can you do? Well, if you want to change your money mindset, you must first stop and identify your money block. What is stopping you? Do you know? I have a free video training called Discover Your Money Block that may be of interest to you. So make sure you check the link in the description. You will receive a 30-minute masterclass with a workbook that will help you take the first step in changing your relationship with money and identifying your money block. The other thing we need to know is, as a Christian entrepreneur, the battle raging in our minds need also to be fought with godly weapons, because we are not fighting flesh and blood, but stronghold from the evil one. So what this means is that when we do the inner work, we cannot do it like the world does. Everything starts and ends with God. Biblical money mindset is taking every thought about money captive and making it obedient to Christ. So you can seek God and His will for your life, for your finance above all else. We really need to be on guard when we want to honor God with our finance, life, and business, and get ready for the fight, because the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. He will try to make you copy the behavior of this world, distract you, and stop you from accomplishing the good works God has placed right in front of you. He doesn't want you to do what God has planned for you to do. He will distract you in every way he can and know how. This is why I help my clients shift their money mindset with biblical principle, so they can stand firm on the Lord and not let money or success become an idol in their life, but keeping their heart and their mind fixed on Jesus as they are becoming a better steward. That's very key. because the enemy will make you want to love your accomplishment, start having a little bit of pride for your success, and so forth and so on. And it can easily happen without even realizing it. So it's important to have somebody else who can notice your blind spot, sometimes our own excuses, and direct us back in the right way with God's help and the Holy Spirit. So to recap, your money mindset is a fundamental aspect of your financial success and overall well-being. It influences how you perceive wealth, perceive God, make financial decisions, and ultimately is impacting your bottom line. By aligning your mindset with biblical principle, you can fully be transformed by the renewing of your mind and learn what God wants you to do with the resources He's putting in your hand and help you make a bigger impact for His glory. I hope you're going to enjoy the Money Mindset series, where we will explore the four different types of money mindset and their impact on your business, how ignoring your money mindset can lead to missed opportunities, stop your growth, your income, your impact, and lead you to feeling much more anxious and worried. But the good news, as I say, is that you have the power with God's help to change your money mindset. And it starts by identifying your money blocks and limiting belief and seeking to align your thought with God's truth. And remember, the battle in your mind is also spiritual, and you need God's help in order to overcome the evil one, the stronghold, and move past those obstacles. As I mentioned earlier on, there is a free masterclass that you can take right now to help you with this first step. And I cannot wait for you to listen to the next episode when I will go deeper into the different type of money mindset and how it impacts your business and your finance. So thank you again for listening. I cannot wait for you to feel good earning, spending, selling, and saving money while having fun and keeping your heart on Jesus. Thank you for listening. You take care. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review, and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits, let go of your money blocks, and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.